Jose Bautista joins us on the line. Jose, thanks a lot for taking the time, especially after yesterday.
No problem.
Before we get into last night, because we'll talk about the last night in the last couple of weeks, but how was the All-Star game experience for you?
It was great. Yeah. Just as fun as it was the first time and just as exciting. You know, I was proud and honored to represent the team, represent Canada in the All-Star festivities, and also represent my family.
It seems like you enjoy it. And a lot of guys have asked out of the home run derby or taken a pass in the home run derby. Why have you taken on the captain's role in that spot?
Well, the captain's role was actually sort of passed on to me from Robinson Cano by the Major League officers. So
right.
they chose that for me. I didn't volunteer or I didn't ask for it. So it was an honor for me to receive it, though. And I just think it's a great event. I've always loved the Home Run Derby ever since I was a little kid and I used to watch it. I always wanted to be one of those guys being a part of it. So one handed the opportunity, it's impossible for me to say no.
And speaking of captains, how much of a relationship do you have with Derek Jeter?
We have a friendship, I would say. At least as much as you can call it when you play baseball. You know, it's hard for guys to keep up with each other with the schedules and their families and so on. But we both live in Tampa in the off season. We try to keep up every now and then. I've tried to help him out with his foundation. He's done some things for mine. And he's just one of those role models that I always look up to. When we're in the same clubhouse in the summer in the All-Star games in the last 5 years, it's been great for me to share some time with him and try to keep up.
Well, it seemed like Derek Jeter weekend. Was it that inside of the room as well?
It was, but you can't help it but to try to honor him and recognize him for all he's done for baseball, for the Yankees, and for the sport. He's been a role model and a model citizen from day one, and he's done things great on and off the field, so we need more guys like him.
Listen, you're a guy that's been there before. It's a five-time All-Star. You have a resume of your own that's pretty nice. Was it kind of cool, though, to see Jeter in that spot over the weekend?
It was great, you know, and knowing that baseball pays attention and baseball recognizes guys that do things the right way, it's great to see. And I saw it last year with Mariano and this year with Derek, and it has been a great way to celebrate their careers going to their last All-Star game.
In conversation with Jose Bautista, number 19 in programs, number one in your hearts, I got to go there. What was the locker room like after last night?
It was totally fine. I mean, we were not too down on ourselves, and it was an ugly loss, but it's just one loss. It only counts as one in the loss column, and it's not that big of a deal. We could have lost by one run, and the outcome and the standings is still the same. So we're going to come out today and hopefully bounce back quickly and put it to Jake Peavy and the Red Sox and get hopefully a winning streak here shortly.
What's said in the room today? Do you just forget about what happened yesterday, or does anything have to be said today?
Nothing has to be said. We just got to play better. That's the bottom line, and we all know it, and we're all grown-ups, and we've been here before. And even the guys that haven't been in this situation at the big league level have been in this situation throughout their minor league career or college career at some point. So we just got to come out and play good. That's about it, and it's not that big of a deal. It's just one loss.
Jose Bautista joining us here on Tim and Sid. There's kind of like a misnomer among fans, even guys like me in the media, who wants someone to take the team by the scruff of the neck and lead them out of this string of bad results. Is that even possible?
You know, I think it's a little bit too much to put on any particular person, but I think if we all come together, we can definitely get out of it quicker. And it has to be a group effort, especially to sustain it in the long-term results view, if you want to look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that only with one person leading or one person's great performance, you can just come out of it and win on a daily basis. So we got to put it together as a team and put together a consistent effort every single night as a group and just hope for the best and stay healthy and just put a good effort.
I know that the storylines and narratives sometimes are set by what the cameras catch, but it feels like you've become more involved in a leadership role. Do you feel like you've been more involved this year than you have in the past?
I don't think so, but you guys see what you see, and I'll let you guys talk about it as much as you want. I think actually I've kind of stepped back a little bit this year.
Really?
Not necessarily in the sense that I don't want to be a leader or I don't want to do certain things. It's just that we have guys that are so established and so, you know, been around for so long that it's hard for me to just keep going up to everybody and telling them, you know, what I think or what they need to do when they've been there for so long. But when it's needed and when I see something that needs to be addressed, especially with young guys, I don't hesitate to go talk to them. And it's a two-way street, you know. I like feedback, and I like hearing it from other guys too. So I always encourage other guys to come talk to me when they see something in me that they feel I need addressed.
Have you ever had that with one of the young guys?
Where they come talk to me?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't necessarily referring to young guys when I said that I'm open to having guys come talk to me. But yes, I have, and I've welcomed that, and I still do, and I appreciate it because, you know, we're all human, and we all get caught up in our situations, and it's a tough sport to play when failure is so frequent, even on the grades. 70% of the time you fail, it's hard sometimes to get out of that mental funk that you might get in.
Leading vote getter in the bigs for the 2014 All-Star game, Jose Bautista joining us here on Tim and Sid. You said during the All-Star break that, and I'll quote you, it would be a tremendous help to go out and get somebody. Do you still feel that way?
You know, and I think I might have been saying that when I was asked a question, and I specifically answered with those words, adding, if you're in any team in any situation when it comes to this part of the year,
right,
that if you're in a contender. So, yeah, obviously it would be a great help. We still feel as a group that we have a great team put together, but it doesn't help if you get better and you get more talent and acquire more pieces to help down the stretch and down the run for the playoffs. So I think everybody still feels that way. I think Alex Anthopoulos, I think Paul Beeston, and I think our ownership still feel that way as well. But I think they make moves not only to be temporary patches and help. I think they still keep the long-term view and sustaining the success that we're hoping to get here for a long period of time, and sometimes that prevents them from doing some moves.
Do you think it's important to feel support from the front office for a team on the field? And if you do you feel that way?
It's extremely important, yeah. You want to feel like everybody's working together, pulling the same rope and dragging the chains in the same direction, and everybody's working hard for the same goal. And we have no reason to believe that that's not happening here. So we certainly feel that they're in this just as much as we are, and we're all working hard here and putting the effort together on the field to kind of complement what they do in the moves in the front office and hopefully keep winning ball games.
Jose Bautista here on Tim and Sid. Listen, you're a very intelligent man. I spoke to you before. You don't need me to try and sugarcoat it or phrase it diplomatically. You know that there are many within the Jays fan base right now that feel like this is the middle of a free fall. What do you say to folks who are feeling that way?
Well, you know, it's hard because I'm a fan as well. And when I watch other sports and I'm a fan of, you know, the Miami Heat or other teams, and I see the same thing happening. You kind of get emotional and you get excited about your team and you want it to go in the direction you want it to. And it's hard because it's so much out of your control. But you got to trust in the fact that this is the organization you love and that they're doing everything possible. And every guy in here wants it just as bad as they do. Sometimes we can't really control our results on the field, which is the tough part about being an athlete. But they better believe it and set their heart that we're working as hard as we can and we're trying to win every single game just as much as they want to win. So we can do a lot better if we have their support unconditionally and they come back us up, not only when they're at home watching the games, but also here at the stadium.
Do you really feel a difference from fans in the stands?
You do. I mean, if you're out there and you're at home and somehow, unfortunately, the starting pitcher has a bad first inning and all you hear is boos, it's hard for you to kind of get going if that's your own fans doing that. It's tough to deal with, and we're athletes and professional athletes, and we got to deal with stuff like that, and we got to, no matter what, still come out and put in a good effort. But, you know, it does affect the mood a little bit sometimes, and I know that fans, if they knew how much their energy affects us, they sometimes wouldn't do certain things. But again, it's hard to be a fan. I am a fan myself, and I basically do the same thing that some of our fans do to us to when I'm watching the sports teams that I follow. So bottom line is everybody wants to win here, and we're all hopefully heading in the right direction, and we're aiming towards the same goal. So we want the same thing. So I think it'll be fine in the end. We just got to have faith and keep, for us, the players, we got to keep going out there, putting a good effort and working hard.
What team gets Jose Bautista's boos and cheers the most? When you're the fan, what team do you watch closest?
I watch the Steelers probably closest out of any other sports franchise.
Not a bad franchise to back.
Yeah, it's been a rough last couple of years, though. But hopefully this year with some of the moves and some of the new additions, it'll be better than last year.
You know what's the best thing about the Steelers? I say this every time. 3 head coaches in, like, 40 years.
Yeah, they certainly have a great direction with their ownership, and they know, and they do their due diligence when they pick their coaches, so they stick with them as well. So, and they're based in they're more defensive-oriented organization, so I think it's easier for them to stick with that philosophy and not having a shuffle of coaches too often.
Nice, dropping some football knowledge from Jose Bautista. Listen, given the current state of the American League East, do you feel like there's opportunity ahead of you?
Of course there's opportunity. You know, the teams that are nearest, at least so far, other than the Yankees, are not really making many moves. And they've actually lost some players, so they've probably felt more pressure to make some moves because they lost Tanaka, and that appears to be for the long term. So we've even lost some. It is all in the short term, so we're going to get all those guys back, so we're going to get a shot in the arm regardless here shortly. Seems like Baltimore is playing great, but they haven't really made any moves, and they have their weaknesses, and we've played tough against them all year long. We have plenty of games against them that we can gain some ground on if we end up beating them, and that's what we need to do. We need to play better within our division. We need to play better consistently overall, and I think there's definitely hope. I think we're definitely within striking distance. We're 4 or 5 games back, so it's not impossible to gain that in 2 months.
Listen, you'll be 34 in October. Do you ever worry about not getting the chance to play in October?
You do, but you ultimately trust the team and the organization that gave you the chance, and for me, that's the Toronto Blue Jays, and I have all the confidence in the world that you know, the team's making the right moves. If you see the team that we have now put together compared to when I signed, it's a night and day difference between the commitment to players that they have now. So I think we're still heading in the right direction. And we've made some roster moves today that might be pivotal to the success of this franchise in the long term, calling up Aaron Sanchez. And, you know, he's a great, talented pitcher. I'm excited to watch him pitch whenever he gets into games now that he's here. So, you know, it keeps moving in the right direction. And I think we're still have a couple of days left before the deadline, and you never know what Alex might have up his sleeve. He always keeps his cards close to his chest and hoping that he surprises all of us soon. But like I said earlier as well, we have a great team put together. We just need to play good.
Hey, you hate to put pressure on a kid, but man, did he look real deal, Aaron Sanchez, in spring training. Did you get that same feeling from him?
Yeah, of course, and I just want to go back to what you said, and I don't think there's pressure on him at all. I think he needs to come in here and just know that he needs to just carry his own weight and not the whole team, because we have plenty of capable guys, and he's actually going to alleviate some of the injuries we've had and some of the misfortunes from the, you know, I don't know if he's going to be starting or in the bullpen, but from the pitching squad, because he's really talented and is going to give a lot of guys breather now that they don't have to put so much pressure on themselves to kind of pick up some slack.
Last thing I heard, Milos Raonic is serving out the first pitch. Have you heard anything about this, and is it true that you will be catching said serve?
I have, and he tried to explain to me what he was doing because I ran into him in town the other day, and
right.
Hopefully he doesn't serve it at this rate of speed that he serves the tennis ball, because I don't know if I'll be able to catch it.
Well, I asked, he was in here a couple of days ago, and I talked to him, and I said if he wants to serve a ball at me because I have a pretty huge head, he can go ahead and do so. And he goes, you know, I can break your nose with that. How fast is it? What, 150 miles an hour?
Yeah, 140 something, 150, 160, I don't know. Yeah, I've seen some of his matches, and as hard as he can hit the ball and as tall as he is with the angle is probably coming in, it's going to be pretty much possible for you to catch it, so yeah. You would want to let him do that.
Yeah, or don't let him go to the mound if he's serving out the first pitch. That's all he needs is about 5 more inches.
I'll just ask him to hit it a little slow, and that's it.
I really appreciate this, and I was saying before you joined us, honest truth that, you know, it's easy to say after a 14-1 loss, let's blow off those guys, Tim and Sid. And I wouldn't have faulted you for it. So I really appreciate you taking the time today and talking to us.
No, it's all good. And like I said, we don't want to make a big deal out of this one loss, even if it's an ugly one. We just got to come back out today and kind of wipe it from the records, but with a win.